So turn in your Bible this morning to the book of Ephesians. This is Sunday, January the 23rd, 2022. And we are on the lesson 13. Our lesson series has been titled Identity in Christ. It's from the book of Ephesians. Today we're in lesson number 13. We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. The title of the lesson today, and the reason we sang the song, Stand Up for Jesus, is because the lesson title today is Stand and Fight. Stand and Fight. You know what? I tell you, we need to put on the whole armor of God in this world that we're living in today. Our lesson theme verse is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11, where the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Why? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're going to look at this morning. I will not finish. I'm just going to tell you up front right now, we are not going to finish this lesson today. Amen. We are not going to finish it. And that is for a purpose. The purpose is because the first Sunday in February, we're starting a new lesson series. And I didn't have another lesson for next week in mind. So I took this one and expounded on it. Amen. And what a great lesson to expound on, as we're going to look at today from Ephesians chapter 6, on standing and fighting for the Lord. We need to stand and fight for the Lord. As we start this 13th lesson, I want us to take note about some things about the Christian life. Now, we already know it's true. We already know these things are true, but yet many times we don't demonstrate in our lives that we know what is true in our lives. We get used to being saved, don't we? We get used to knowing Christ as our Savior. We get used to the blessings of God. And then we fail to do the things that we ought to do for God. One of the things that we need to do, first of all, in our lives, this year especially, is to stand up for the Lord Jesus. Do not be ashamed of what Christ has done for you. Amen? Do not be ashamed. As we look at our lesson today, I believe that we are in a spiritual warfare like we've never been in before. I believe this thing, even with the COVID stuff, all these things that we're having to have done, vaccinations, all these other things, I'll be honest with you, I believe this stuff is preparation for when the Antichrist gets on the scene. And he is preparing, he's working out things to see what he's got to do to make the people take that mark before he puts them to death. I really believe that. I really do. Now, you know what? I've got my shots. I haven't even got my dog shots. She got her rabies shot. She got everything, okay? Man, she's got all her vaccinations. But I haven't gotten my rabies yet. But anyway, I've got the other stuff I needed to have except that third booster. And you know what? I did not get sick during this last round of everybody else getting sick. My wife got sick. Danny was a little under the weather. Pastor was sick. As many of you know, he had been sick for 2 or 3 weeks there. And I was trying to cover for him. And man, yeah, he's here. And he didn't want to be in here. And man, he just felt terrible about having to be out. But I was glad to be able to stand in and try to help him during those Sundays and Wednesdays that he was not here. But I'm telling you something, folks. Our world is in preparation period right now for the Lord Jesus to come back. I believe it with all my heart. And we are seeing precursors of things happening that's going to be done when we're taken out of here. We are seeing those things come to pass. And we're seeing them happen. And those who fail to understand and see the fact that we are in a spiritual warfare today, they either don't know Christ as their Savior. Because if they did, they would know what it's like to go through spiritual warfare. Or they are just so spiritually blinded by sin and backslid that the devil's got them where he wants them and he's not bothering them anymore. You know what? You only go up to an opposing factor, to an opposing one, to have warfare, okay? If you go along with them, you know, you're not going to have any warfare. You know, when you're going against the grain, okay? Somebody said to one of the preachers in olden days, they said, "Preacher, you're rubbing the cat the wrong way with your preaching." He said, "Well, turn your cat around, amen?" And that's what we need to do today. We need to turn our cat around, amen? And we need to get back to doing what God says do. Anybody that has ever served in the military, whether it's Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Space Force, who else am I leaving out? Navy. Any of you guys know that within the armed forces, there are only two kinds of soldiers. There's only two kinds, good ones and bad ones. There's only good soldiers and there's bad soldiers. Just like children. There's only two kinds of children, good ones and bad ones, okay? And we make them to be what we want them to be. And you know what? I've seen children grow up in the houses of God and they've known to do right, and yet when they get older, they choose to do wrong. And folks, let me tell you something. They're going to stand for that and they're going to answer unto God for that. But we as parents, we as grandparents, we're going to stand and answer also to God because, listen, we got to love them to Jesus. We got to love them and help them to see that they need to be living right. There is coming a reckoning day for sin. It is coming. And folks, listen to me today. There's only two kinds of soldiers. A good soldier is that soldier who not only knows who his commander is, but that soldier has so chosen to be faithful and loyal to that commander. And you know what, folks? Listen to me today. We serve the Lord because we know who He is. Amen? I know what Christ has done for me. I know what He did for me. I know where He brought me from. I know what He's done for me. I know what He is doing for me even now. And I want to be found faithful unto Him. A good soldier is one that will abide by the commander's orders. He will serve his country. He'll defend it, he'll protect it, and he'll be willing to do those things even unto the giving of his own life for the cause of his country, for the welfare of his company, for his country. Now, in opposite, a bad soldier often forgets about his duty. He forgets about honoring his commander and even the country he's supposed to be serving. A bad soldier will run and hide when he's faced with the dangers of warfare. I remember a lot of those folks that went to Canada back in days gone by and fled the area so they didn't have to go to war. Nobody wants to go to war, but sometimes, honey, you just got to stand up and fight. Amen? You just got to stand up for what is right. And a lot of folks didn't want to do that. I remember Pastor Holbrook telling me back in the early days. Don't you tell him I said that now, okay? But he was a Navy guy, and he was telling me some of the guys would desert areas and try to make themselves be like a woman and do things just to get out of serving their country. You know, they'd get a dishonorable discharge or whatever. He was telling me about some of those guys. And I thought, my goodness. I said, "You didn't do that, did you?" He said, "No, sir, I stood. I did what I was supposed to do. I served my time." And thank God for those men and women who have given their hearts and they've dedicated their lives to serve our country and do what they've done for us. But you know what? A bad soldier is not going to do that. A bad soldier makes the whole army look bad. A bad soldier brings shame to his commander, while a good soldier, through his obedience unto his commander and to the country, he brings honor. He brings pride both to his commander, to his country, as well as to his own self as being a good soldier. And you know what Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, he said, "You got to be courageous. You need to be a strong. You need to be a good soldier." And you and I today as Christians, we need to be some good soldiers. Amen? We need to be some good soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to learn that there are only two types of Christian soldiers, good ones and bad ones. And I don't want to be a bad one. I do not want to dishonor my commander-in-chief. I do not want to dishonor my Lord Jesus Christ. I know what He's done for me. I do not want to dishonor my church or my church family, my pastor, my Sunday school class. I don't want to dishonor any of you in my actions and my deeds. Listen, I want to be a good Christian soldier. In the final verses of this chapter, chapter number 6, the Apostle Paul writes here, and he writes to the Lord's army of Christian soldiers there in Ephesus. He's writing to them to encourage them to be good soldiers. And he said something here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. After all the previous chapters he's written to them, all the previous admonishments he's given to them, all the exhortations he's given, he tells them in verse number 10, he says, "Finally, my brethren," in other words, when it's all said and done, when you've listened to all I've got to tell you today, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Folks, if there is ever a verse we need to remember today, it's this one right here. Be strong in the Lord. Listen, when it's all said and done, no matter what else you do for God, no matter if you drive a Sunday school bus, you work in the nursery, you sing in the choir, you help do janitorial work, whatever you do for God, you're a soul winner, you're a bus worker, whatever. When it's all said and done, do all that you do for the Lord. Be strong and of good courage that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Look at it. Verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God. We got too many naked Christians running around today. And I know that may not sound proper, but you know what? That's the way it is. I'll tell you about it later in the lesson, but man, I get so disgusted with folks that just compromise all the time, dropping the standards of the Word of God. They're drinking and carousing around and say, "Well, God knows my heart. God knows your heart is wicked and defiled, you know, by sin. And that's why He changes our hearts." Amen? He changes those things in our hearts and lives. We're drinking from a new fountain today. Amen? We don't drink from the same old fountain, dirty water that we used to drink from before we got saved. Listen, when I got married, I don't go out dating other girls or women anymore. I'm married to one. She's married to me. I am hers and I'm hers and she's mine. Yeah, I'm getting confused here. We belong to one another, amen? And you know what? I'm not looking around for anybody else. Man, we've been married for going on 41 years. I don't have time to train up another one. Good night. Listen to me today. God has been good to us as Christians in this country. This is no time to tuck tail and run when the adversary is doing all that he can do to stop us from living for God. And I believe that we are in a warfare today. The folks that are understanding this today, you see what the devil is trying to do to hinder you, to stop you, to discourage you from going to church. I believe this COVID garbage is a tool of the devil to try to get folks discouraged about going back to the house of God. Now, we can go to all the restaurants we want to go, you know, and go everywhere else we want to go. Everybody go to Walmart and Blue Light Specials at Kmart and everywhere else. But Lord, help us, God, if we go to church on Sunday, you know. Listen, I'm going to do everything I can do to be able to come. If it means I got to wear a mask, okay, I'll hide the beauty and I'll wear my mask, amen. But I'm going to come. And I'm going to try to encourage you through the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. Hey, listen, don't let the devil discourage you from going and doing what is right for the Lord. We've got a lot of folks right now that are discouraged. They're looking at the things around them today, and they're seeing how the devil is fighting, and they're getting discouraged. Folks, do not get discouraged by what you see happening around you. Many folks today are fighting battles with health, with wealth, okay, with their job situations. My brother lost his job, okay, because he wouldn't take a vaccination. So then at that hospital, they brought in folks from FEMA, okay, that had never been vaccinated to replace those nurses and doctors and security people and things like that. And not all of them were even vaccinated. They didn't require them to be vaccinated. They worked for the government. Hey, listen. We speak with forked tongue, don't we? And boy, the devil is fighting on every hand. Listen, he's telling us today, you can't go out and tell folks about Jesus today. Nobody's going to answer the door. They'll see you come to the mask. They don't know if you're a burglar with a mask on or if you've got some dreaded disease. They're not going to answer the door for you. But listen to me today, folks. People are still dying and going to hell, and people need to know about Jesus. Good grief. We need to be willing to tell folks about Jesus. Satan's desire is to rid this present evil world of those good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And honey, if he can discourage you today, if he can get you down and out by folks around you, you know, by other Christians, I've heard people say, boy, if that's a Christian, I don't want to be one of them. Listen, don't be that. Don't be a bad soldier for Jesus. Be a good soldier for Christ. Stand, fight, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand and fight for that which is holy and pure. Now, that's my introduction, okay? I told you we weren't going to get the whole thing done today, all right? But listen, I want to give you some things today. I want you to look at this. Today from Ephesians chapter 6, verses, we're going to start here in verse number 10, I believe. We need to put on the whole armor of God. We've got to learn to stand for Christ. God has left us here for a purpose, folks. We are lights in a dark world of sin. And you know what? Even a little light shines and makes a difference in a dark room. Listen, we only have night lights on at night in the house sometimes to keep from stumping your toe against the chest of drawers or things like that. It only takes just a little light to make a difference. And folks, listen, if we each would determine our hearts and lives today just to be a little light for Jesus, man, what kind of difference could we see in our world today? What kind of difference could we see? The warfare between God and Satan, good and evil, holiness and unholiness is real today, folks. It's real. And whether you want to face it or not, you are a soldier in the Lord's army today. Now, it's your choice what you're going to be. You can choose to be a bad soldier. You can choose to be a good soldier. But I'm going to tell you something today. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I believe that's in 1 John. And the Bible said, the one that lives within us, the Holy, sweet Spirit of God, is there to give you strength. He's there to light your fire and to keep it glowing. When we would go camping, we would take these little lanterns, had kerosene in the bottom of them, and they had these little globes on there, okay? And if you turn your wick up real high, that globe would get smoked up on the inside. You know what I'm saying? It'd get black on the inside of it. And the light could be shining on the inside, but it wasn't shining on the outside because there was soot and everything on the inside of the globe. All I want to do today is to encourage you to keep your globe clean for Jesus. The Spirit of God dwells within you. He's burning a fire within your bosom today, within your soul, within your heart today. Keep your globe clean so folks can see that light and let folks know what God has done for you. Look at what he said here in these verses. Number one, he said, be strong in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When it's all said and done, when everything around you is done, when you've spent time reading your Bible through for the whole year, when you spent hours at a time praying, okay, on your knees, when you've done all those things, you still need to take time to be strong in the Lord. You can read your Bible all day. You can pray all day. But if you're not obedient unto the Lord, you're still sinning. You're still sinning. Listen, we pick and choose how we want to obey the Lord, don't we? We pick and choose. We say, well, I'll read my Bible and get that certificate. Then everybody will know how good a Christian I am. Oh, I'll pick up that prayer list every Sunday morning. Man, I'll spend hours in prayer with that. And boy, everybody know how faithful I am. But then we don't go to church. We don't tell a single soul about Jesus. Don't pick up any gospel tracts out here and just give them out, whoever. Don't do any of those things. We're not completely obedient unto God. Folks, we need to be obedient to the Lord. Notice here, he didn't tell them to be strong in their own might, their own power. But he said, you got to be strong in the Lord. In the Lord. Listen, we can't do this on our own. We can't do it on our own. My wife, the other morning, we had the Muldoons, missionaries to Romania, to the deaf. They've been spending some time with us at the house. And they left out yesterday, and they had their little baby with them, Serenity. Serenity. And she was in there, and our dog, Precious, okay? We had those two puppies together, okay? Playing with one another. And Serenity would grab Precious right here by the hair. And Precious' little eyes is looking around like, what do I do? This puppy bites, you know, this puppy grabs. And they would tap her little hand and say, now don't take her. Don't take the little doggy's hair like that. And then she'd come up and lick her on the top of the head or something like that. And you know what? They were just little children, little babies playing one with another. But you know what? They got along together. And you know what? Each of us, we need to get along together, okay? Pray for one another. Love one another. You know, encourage one another. We need to learn to be strong in the Lord. We can't do this on our own, folks. We need to trust in His power. The Bible said here, how do you do that? Look what He said. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Now, I want you to notice something about this, what Paul is writing. He's telling us these things under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is telling him to write this. And as he's writing it, I want you to notice three things about this verse. Number one, I want you to notice that it is a command from God. Put on the whole armor of God. When I was down in North Carolina, I took karate classes, and we had sparring equipment we had. And we'd wear that sparring equipment because, you know, when they kick you, you want to be able to get up from that. That girl kicks hard. You know, you want to be able to get up, guys. I had an instructor that thought he was invincible, and he died thinking he was invincible. It killed him. Thinking he was in, he was cutting a tree down at his house, and it was falling toward the house. And he used to always tell us this thing about mind over matter, mind over matter. He tried to stop that tree. Literally, I kid you not. He tried to stop the tree, and the tree crushed him, his head between the tree and the house, killed him. Killed him. And we had a female instructor that came in, and she liked to spar. Okay, especially with the fellas. And that's why I quit taking the class. Okay, there's only one woman I fight with, and that woman's sitting in the office in there. Okay, all right. And I quit the class because of that. I really did. But you know what? We need to put on some armor when we go to fight in this warfare. Every day we need to put on this warfare armor. It's a command from God. But listen to me today, child of God. It is a choice that you and I need to make. It's a command from God to put on the whole armor of God. But it is a choice that you and I have to make. Now, if we choose not to put it on, then we don't need to be running around complaining, oh, I'm so discouraged, I'm so down, the devil's on me all the time. Put on the armor, honey. Run the right direction. Don't run with him. Listen, if you'll walk with the Lord, you won't run with the world. Amen? If you'll walk with the Lord, you'll not run with the world. And the Bible said here, God gives us his command, but we have been given a choice. And that choice, number three, To obey must become a continual action. We know it's a command, but it's also a choice. But thirdly, it is a continual action that needs to be done each and every day. Listen, just like I put on my socks and my shoes and everything else, okay, each and every day, we need to put on the whole armor of God each and every day. Look what he said here, verse 11 through 17. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore. Listen to me, folks. If we will determine that we're going to put on the whole armor of God each and every day, we'll be better prepared for the battles that we're not expecting to come each and every day. Now look, you say, I don't understand all this. Well, God gives a purpose for the armor that he gives unto us. What is the purpose? Look at it, verses 11 through 13. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God has one goal for you and me as his children. He's got one goal, and that is to stand and to fight for truth, for righteousness, for that which God would have us to do, to stand faithfully. Listen, if I only loved my wife 180 days out of the year, and I chose not to love her the other 180 days of the year, it'd be a very rough life, for both for her and for me. I've got to choose to love her each and every day, okay? My dog the other day, it was too cold. It was 5 degrees outside. She went out. She didn't even break through the snow. The little thing didn't even break through it. And she looked at me like, I'm not doing this out here. And she came back inside and did it right there at the door. Right at the door. And you know what? I popped her little fanny and I stuck her back outside. And I said, now, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it outside. And I made her go outside. And she looked at me and she did it outside. Now, listen to me. Sometimes when we know, even through the worst battles, we know what we're supposed to do, and yet we choose not to do it. You know what? That is sin. That's what James said in James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And when the devil tells us, you can't do that out here, folks are going to fuss at you. Folks are going to gripe at you. It's too cold outside. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then we go back inside and we do that which we know is wrong. It's sin. It's sin. And folks, listen to me. The Bible said here there is a purpose that we put on the whole armor of God. There is a reason. Number one, it's to stand faithfully. Number two, it's to stand boldly. It's to stand unashamedly. It's to stand so that others around us can know the power of God that is available to each and every child of God if we will only seek it out each and every day. Each and every day. Listen, it's to help us to stand so as to present the message of the gospel everywhere we go, to bring hope. Yesterday, I was in a gun class all day, a gun safety class all day. Good night from morning till evening. And I listened to all those folks in there telling about the reasons that they wanted to get their weapons carry permit and all this other stuff. And boy, some of those folks were scared. One of the police officers was shot 7 times. The assailant shot at him 12 times, hit him 7 times, okay? He discharged 14 rounds, okay, and killed the assailant. And he was wearing his armor, yeah. And that did save his life. But folks, listen to me today. The devil is out to destroy your life. He is out to destroy you. He is out to take you down. And there is a reason that we have to put on the armor of God. It's so that we can be able to stand, and having done all, to stand for Christ. After everything else we do. Now look what he said. He said, there's a reason that we do this. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen, if we were wrestling against flesh and blood, we might be able to whoop those folks. But we can't do that with Satan and his little hellish imps. And the Bible said here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Listen to me today, folks. Our battle is not against mere mortal men. Okay? Husbands, your wife is not your enemy. Amen? Ladies, your husband is not your enemy. The devil is your enemy today. Amen? The devil is your enemy. Listen, I would rather be fighting against the devil in the power of the God, in the power of God, than to be trying to fight one another in my own power and losing that war. I don't want a fight against people. I don't want to fight against anybody. But you know what? There are times that we have to stand and fight, folks. We have to contend for the faith. I believe Brother Jude said in Jude 1, he said there's a time that we need to stand and contend for the faith. And child of God, if you choose to love the Lord enough to serve Him with all of your heart, you better mark it down today. The devil's going to put a target on your back. He's going to put a target all over you. You rest assured his demonic domain is going to be out to get you, to wear you down, to discourage you, to tempt you to go back to the old ways of living so that you cannot be that light of hope and peace that God wants you to be in this old wicked, sinful world. You and I have got to determine in our hearts that we're going to put on the whole armor of God each and every day. Why? So that we can be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. To stand. That phrase, withstand in the evil day, I did some studying on that this past week. And it basically means to purposefully stand up against something. To oppose with firm determination, to resist, to stop, and to obstruct the course of that which is evil and unholy. And folks, in order for you and me to be able to withstand in the evil day, we must choose to be filled with the power of God. We must choose to be filled with the power of God so that we can stand up against the wiles of the devil. And one day before we stand, when we stand before the Lord, we can hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now the apostle shows us each of the pieces of armor here as he goes through this chapter. And I want you and I today to be willing to put on each and every piece of armor. Listen, you don't go play football with just your cleats on, okay? Yeah, that's called rugby. It's called stupidity is what it's called. Listen, you don't just put on the helmet. You put on all the gear, okay, to protect you so that you can fight, so you can win, so you can have the victory in that ball game. You do that. And listen, we've got to be able to do this. Conqueror's class, God does not want us to become casualties of war in this spiritual warfare today. I thought 2019 was going to be the year of used-to-bes. I remember when things started getting rough in 2019 and people would stop going to church and they'd say, well, I used to do this, I used to do that. We don't need to be a used-to-be church. We don't need to be a used-to-be Christian. We need to be a continual conqueror through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us today. Now, here, we have to make a determination in our hearts that we're going to stand, we're going to fight through the power of God so as to fulfill God's ultimate purpose, both in our lives, physically, spiritually, and as ambassadors for Christ within our dark, sinful world. We've got to make up our minds so that those folks around us can see something that's real and it is faithful and it is something that would change their lives. And next week, if you'll come back, I'll give you the pieces of the armor, okay? Amen? I told you I wasn't going to get it done today. There is so much here in this chapter. Let me encourage you. I have my clock set fast, Brother Lee, so I can get out on time, okay? I do that for your sake, all right? I want you to understand something today. There is a battle going on. And folks, if you don't understand the battle, you're not serving the Lord. If you're not facing opposition in your life, you're going to face it. The devil is going to throw his very best at you to try to stop you and to get you so that you don't do what you're supposed to for the Lord. In this time of the year, a brand new year, where we make all these resolutions to lose weight and eat proper, and then when February comes around, we stop it all again. Listen, make a resolution today that you're going to give God your best. You're going to determine every day through the power of the Word of God to put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And maybe if you're in here today, you don't know Christ as your Savior. I don't know if anybody's in here like that. I think everybody here in the class is saved, but maybe somebody listening online right now, when I put this out on the website, Sunday School webpage, maybe somebody listening is not saved. They need to come to know Christ as their Savior too. Folks, we need to pray for them. We need to pray that God will speak to hearts. Let's pray before we're dismissed. Father, Lord, I do love you today. God, I thank you for the opportunity that you've given to us to choose to stand for you. Lord, some 2,000 years ago, you chose to come into this world to suffer, to bleed, to die upon an old rugged cross, to pay the debt that I owed for my sins. And Lord, before you went to heaven, you told your disciples that you're going to send the sweet Holy Spirit to indwell us and to give us power to stand for you. And God, we want that power. We need that power today. Lord, the world is going to hell in a basket. It's like it's on a greased, slippery slope today, headed downward, downward, downward. And Lord, the only thing that's going to make a difference is, Lord, that if we as Christians, those that know you as our personal Savior, God, if we'll take a stand and proclaim the gospel to those who need it most. Folks are hungering today for something to satisfy. Lord, let them give ear to the words that we speak and let them hear the words of Jesus. God, I pray that you'll help us to be the light and the salt that you would have us to be in this wicked world today. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to stand. We pray now, God, that you'll fill our pastor with your power today. Fill each one in this class. And God, help us to be back again tonight as we continue on in 2022 to stand and fight for that which is right. God, we'll thank you for what you do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We love you today.